Today's hottest music, Hot 103, the big show, and we are excited for who we have on the line right now, right, Joey?
That's right. We have a special guest joining us on the air today. We are so excited because you've been hearing about this all through Las Cruces. Big event is going to be coming to Las Cruces, to the Grapevine Plaza, and on the line with us, we got JoJo Garza with us from the Los Lonely Boys. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Hello.
Oh, man, we are so excited to have you on the air with us this morning. How are you doing this morning?
Buen dia. Oh, doing all right over here, man, just in San Angelo right now, just kind of hanging out here outside right now, enjoying the cloudy weather.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're, what, a couple of weeks from coming out to Las Cruces, but you guys have been staying busy. I see that you guys, new album, and you guys are out on the road. Talk to us about how things have been going.
Well, actually, I'm not sure if y'all have heard, but actually our father passed away a couple weeks ago.
Oh, man.
And so we've really been, we've been just kind of here at the house. We had to cancel some dates and things like that. The release of the album and stuff like that is, you know, it's still happened and everything, but we're actually right now in this time of our lives, we're pretty much going through a pretty big grieving point, and just trying to live day by day without what we call the king or the general of our family. And it's not really something I expected to be talking about, but you know, because we want to keep things in a very positive light and whatnot. But that's really the truth as to what's going on with Los Lonely Boys right now.
Yes, your father was a big part of, you know, your lives and your music careers, and it's heartbreaking that's happening. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, he is the reason that we play music. And, you know, I'm sure if you've listened to any other interviews or things that we've said over the years, I mean, he wasn't just the biggest influence. I mean, we thought he wrote every song we heard on the radio. We thought he wrote every song we heard from, you know, the Beatles and Elvis. And we thought he was all those guys, you know.
Man.
And so... yeah, so for him to be gone, and it's just been a short period of time. It's we're still in a mode where, you know, it's still unbelievable right now.
Yes,
you know, and of course the family coming together and just, you know, finding family in this moment. Of course, I'm sure everybody coming together and just, you know, really being there for one another, and especially, you know, finding prayer in this hard moment is definitely it's definitely something strong to keep in mind.
Yeah, you know, we've been receiving a lot of love and support from fans, and you know, definitely family. That's an unspoken, but we've been receiving lots of support from just people all over the world. And you know, as beautiful as it is, it's you know, it's really hard to find true comfort when you lose someone so important to the family.
You know, and so,
I mean, he is the family. He's the reason. Him and my mom are the reasons that Los Lonely Boys exist. So.
And he drove you, I read it, you know, that he drove you out to, was it Nashville, to, you know, do your first show out there?
Well, what he did was, he had always had a dream to make it in the country industry, was one of his biggest dreams. And when we got old enough and became his backing band, he basically said, all right, I got my own band now. I'm going to go to Nashville again. He had already been there in his younger years, and he took us out there. We had already played quite a few gigs before then, but when we got out there, we got a lot of practice in all those years, and I don't think that Los Lonely Boys would be who they are or what they are without all the years we spent over there backing our dad.
Yes.
You know, and your music definitely speaks to a lot of folks, especially when, you know, in any moment that they can be going through, and I'm sure... you know, there's some people that, you know, when they listen, you know, we talk about, you know, several songs that you guys have released over the years, just how those songs can really speak to somebody, especially in a time like this and in any situation that someone might be going through.
We definitely try to generalize or, you know, we generally try to write songs that fit to anyone's and everyone's lives, because we write from the perspective of life. Even if it's a song that's an up-tempo thing or something like Dance With Me off the new album Resurrection, or, you know, just something that kind of feels like, you know, it doesn't feel too, or doesn't sound like it's too deep of a song. It actually, we write from the perspective and the angle of living life. And so even if it's a song like that, you can rest assured that that we're talking about something as beautiful as the relation between, you know, the gift of man and woman, enjoying the dance of life together, you know, which is what that song is about. And but yes, generally, Los Lonely Boys music is based on life and life experiences and being no different than anyone else on this planet. It's you tend to find out that everyone has some sort of relatable story or experience in their own life to one, if not many, of, you know, the songs of Los Lonely Boys. And so that's been the general idea of what we do, and it pretty much will continue to be that. I guarantee you, you know, in the next months or in the next, whenever you hear some next releases from Los Lonely Boys, you're going to recognize that we went through this period in our lives. And because many people have gone through the loss of their, you know, parents, and I should say the leaders of the family, you're definitely going to be getting songs like that, you know, that make you miss your own mom, your own dad, or your own brothers and sisters. And like I said, we're generally try to be, you know, uppity people because we're thankful for the gift of life on the daily. And, you know, and I'm sorry if my voice kind of has a little bit of down to it, but it is because, you know, we want everyone to know that we're actually still in really, really tough grieving moments right now. But yay, you can rest assured that Los Lonely Boys are still here, and we can't thank you guys enough for showing all the love and support that you have over all of the years, and to let people know that Los Lonely Boys are still here. And we got a new album out called Resurrection, and you know, we just want to keep spreading that love through music.
Well, you know, that realness that you are showing, you know, the grieving and everything, I think that's what makes you relatable, especially to our culture. You know, we have that, you know, that love for our family. And when, you know, I just think it's amazing you're able to be real with us. And we really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you. And just talking with y'all, you know, it helps add a little bit more to it because, you know, we're all people and we're not here to hide anything like that. You know, it's not generally an idea that when, like, just like when these interviews were set up and stuff, these things weren't actually going on. And so, you know, we're always ready to do what we have to do when it comes to promoting shows and promoting ourselves. And like I said, we just can't thank anybody that's interested in sharing the news of Los Lonely Boys still being around enough. We're just so thankful for that love and that support.
Well, Las Cruces has a lot of love for you. Let me tell you, the word around here, everyone is so excited you'll be performing. That's September 20th, Los Lonely Boys, and it's at the Grapevine Plaza with the Las Cruces International Film Festival. So, JoJo, we really, really appreciate you giving us the time, you know, even though you're going through a lot right now, giving us that time, you know, just to check in with y'all. You know, lots of love going out to you and your brothers and your mom.
Well, we love you all as well, and we can't wait to get out that way. Just keep your eyes and ears open, and you'll definitely know what's going on with Los Lonely Boys. And thank you so very much, everyone. We hope to see y'all soon.